Appreciate that song, and been a blessing to be here this morning already, and to be back with you here this Sunday. We were in Farmington last Sunday on our rotation there, in preaching rotation, and so we're glad to have, we're also recipients of that this morning, have Brother Brian Hendricks here with us. He's going to be bringing the message, so we're looking forward to that. Last Sunday, we were it was a weekend of the open house there for that Wilderness Boys Camp or whatever it is there, and they're close to Farmington, and that was very interesting. I'd encourage you, I think it's opportunities, future opportunities for young people to be able to share in, and it was a blessing to be there, and I really enjoyed that. This morning I'd like to talk for a few minutes about a subject that I can't really cover. I'll just, but I'll hit a few points, something that's been on my mind lately. And the song we sang earlier this morning, 291, the verse that went with that, "The peace of God which passeth all understanding." And there's a few phrases there. There says, "Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace." The last of the next verse, maybe I'll just read the last verse. "Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind and fire, a still small voice of calm." Now, we had some storm last night. I could see the results of it this morning, but I never found out about it. But how do we look at the earthquakes, the things that are going on, the calm? There's a verse in Isaiah that really stood out to me here this last week. Isaiah 32:17, it says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." Now I think it was this last week, we're getting up close to we're in election year, and I think it was this past week that there was one of the first big debates. And I don't know, I didn't watch it, I didn't listen to it. I saw some headlines, I read a few notes on it, so I don't know how many of you did. And if you did, I would ask the question, did it bring peace and quietness and rest that the writer's talking about here, that the apostle talks about in the New Testament there? I'm not judging you if you did either. I'm just asking a question. How does it affect you? How does looking at the unrest and the situation that we're in, how does it affect your what does it do to you? Does it bring, and how does our, if you did watch it, if you did listen to it, how does your relating to those around you, relating to others about the situation, how does it affect them? How does your attitude and your thoughts on it affect those around you? Just some things to think about. So if you think about Jesus coming to earth, and you think about the political state of the world when he came and what they were looking for, how did his relating to those around him affect them? You had the Pharisees, you had the Sadducees, you had the, if I can pronounce it, the Essenes, you had the Zealots. They had their political parties there, and they had a lot of, they were all looking at things differently. You know, the Sadducees were looking at it. They tried to work with the Romans. They wanted to maintain their economic status, their wealth, and work in maybe a little more of an allegiance with the Romans. You had the Pharisees that were very strong on maintaining their religion. You have the Essenes that they say, just let's just get out, let's get away from this, out into the wilderness, and we'll live our lives out there and let things till things straighten out back home. And then you have the Zealots that they were, let's confront this issue, let's hit it head on, let's get the government back the way it should be. And they might have been looking back more at the Maccabees, the one that came in and earlier, some prior to this, that was able to defeat the Greeks with a much smaller army. So I don't know what all went on there, but we do know. If Jesus got involved in these political debates and discussions, I'd welcome you to show me that. We don't. So there's some things that we say maybe there's silence. We don't have the whole story. Maybe we don't. But Jesus refused to get into those things, it seems like. He did. We have the one time where they came to him, the Pharisees came, and they were trying to get him to get involved in it and said, should we pay taxes or not? And we all know that story. And Jesus simply asked for a coin, and he made a simple statement. He said, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God's. And that was it. Simple. Walked away, and we think he made it clear what our responsibilities are there. And he was also very clear about what he was there for, what he brought. You know, he said he came to bring healing. He came to bring to heal the brokenhearted. He came to meet the needs of the people. There was never a time that he didn't meet a need. And was there ever a time that he didn't bring that this verse, the work of righteousness shall be peace, the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever? You know, to the hurting, to the brokenhearted, he brought peace. He brought quietness. To the woman at the well, he offered her living water. He said, you'll never thirst again if you have from the water that I give. He, to the multitudes out there in the desert that were, and this is a group of people that food was, they weren't wealthy people probably, the group that was out there. He met their needs. He gave them food, bread, and fish in abundance. There was left over. He met those needs. To the ones at the wedding, the first miracle there, he met the needs of the hour there. You know, Jesus met those needs, but Jesus was clear on what he was here for, and that the kingdom that he was promoting was a different kingdom than what the Jews were wanting to, what they were seeing. His vision, Jesus was there to meet the needs of all mankind, not just the Jewish people, not just a certain group of people. He came to meet all the needs. So I just like to challenge us when we relate. We've got several months, and it's going to get more intense, and I believe it's probably going to be one of the most intense years or elections that we've seen. It seems like it's been getting more and more that way. And I think it's a challenge to us, to people that are living in an affluent country, to where we can, we have the blessings, the freedoms that we have. And Jesus made it clear, the apostle did, that it's good to pray that we could have peace. But what are we doing with it? What are we doing with the things that we have, are we using them to build his kingdom, or are we building our own? Are we, you know, we can look at history and we can see what happened many times in history to people that simply looked out for themselves, to people that got involved in politics. So I challenge us to I think we have a responsibility. Do we spend as much in time in prayer as we do in speaking about the things that are going on. I challenge us to think about that. Where do we, where do we spend our time? What do we focus on? Are we leaving what kind of the people that we relate to that bring this subject up? How do we leave them feeling when they leave? Are we showing them what Christ showed those that the people he met? So I'd like just like to leave that challenge with us. If you want to turn with me to Psalm 46. I might just read this psalm here. Psalm 46, a very familiar one. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Let's especially note this next verse. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let's stand together for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee again this morning, we thank you again for your many blessings to us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the example you gave us. Lord, just help us to seek truth and to seek to be more like you, to have the mind of Christ, to walk with you and to share your love to those around us. We just pray your blessing on each one here, on those that are listening in this morning. We pray for those that are, especially that are being persecuted for your name's sake, those that are suffering in war-torn countries. Lord, you know every need, every heart's cry. And we know that you have the answers and that you care. We just pray your blessing on each one here. Pray my blessed brother Brian as he shares the word with us. Just open our hearts, anoint his lips, and just pray your blessing might rest upon us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.